belting out songs in close quarters has been flagged as a virus spreader in these pandemic times. But what do you do if your life's work revolves around this now potentially deadly activity? If you're Susan Dupree, choral director of the Windward Choral Society and Kona Choral Society, you head up to Kilauea Military Camp, and that's where we talk to her, preparing for a four-day hike up Mauna Loa. It's her 23rd trek up there, and this time it's a biggie in preparation for a grand new project.
I'm trying to be a choral conductor with a muted chorus. Talk about a learning curve. But I see them on Zoom. I see their care. I see their passion. I see their desire. And what I had to get over was, do I still have something to offer as a choral director? And I realized, yeah, you do. You do. It's a way forward into the unknown. And what's exciting is that we have about 70% of our singers who are wanting to take this incredible journey. I want to share my screen with you to show you what we're going to be doing. We're going to be looking forward. What'd you think?
That's the beginning?
And that's how we are going to, if it's 1 year, 2 years from now, we don't know. It could be 6 months from now. I don't think so. But we are going to be working towards a future for a live concert. And so we're going to learn it online because it's the safe and prudent thing that we need to do. We got to keep the music going. I can get frustrated that the singers are slouching, and when they're singing, they're on their couches, their legs are crossed, and they got a cup of coffee or a glass of wine in their hand, and they're singing. A lot of them can't sing, right? Because their family situation, they're in a room shared with other people, but I see them mouthing. We're still learning. We are not concert driven right now. We don't have to learn our notes to get ready for a concert that's going to be on such and such a date. So we have the time and this incredible opportunity. Sopranos, forget learning your line. Pay attention to what the tenors are doing. Pay attention to what the percussion is doing right here. Allow yourself to let go of your own part and listen to something else. I remember when I was in grad school and I was learning the Bach B minor mass, and the director said, well, you have to learn all the parts of the Bach B minor mass. I was singing sexto and soprano. I'm like, there's no way I can learn all the parts, but hard work, right? My ears and my perspective and my embrace, I will go to my deathbed and someone could ask me, what was your most incredible musical moment? I'll say performing March 16, 17, 18, 1994, Bach B minor mass with the Westminster Choir, because it had such a profound effect, because we had the time and we were the requirement of learning the whole thing. We've got this window of opportunity right now to study the whole score, to listen to the whole part of the music.
Gee, Susie, I'm just so glad we caught you before this Mauna Loa huaka, this trek you're about to head off on. You're making time for your inner life.
I talk about Mauna Loa in rehearsals. Gosh, it's massive. It's the alpha, the omega. It is the beginning and the end. And my experience often is a form of inspiration. If we're working on a particular musical work, I'll sometimes stop and use the imagery that I experience on Mauna Loa to help them get a better idea about what we're singing about. You can be walking up the trail, have one foot on a flow from 1984 and one foot on a flow that is 100,000 years old. And there's every single color of lava up there. Red, black, blue, green. And I remember picking up a teeny tiny rock. This is the most massive mountain in the world. And I picked up a little piece of lava. And I go, this is you, this tiny little thing in the whole span. Mauna Loa is going to be there way after us. But I said, I'm still a part of this mountain. This little piece of lava is still on this mountain. And even though I'm tiny, even though it's seems insignificant, it's still a part of it. That's profound for me, that this mountain reminds me of our fragileness and reminds us that we're still a part of a massive collective whole. And so I'm very, very, very grateful.
It's a little like choral singing, isn't it? Choral director Susan Dupree. Both Kona and Windward Choral Societies welcome new members at their fall 2020 open house. Find context with this story on HPR's conversation page. This, by the way, is the Bach B minor Mass.